To convene the May 9th, 2013 session of the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee. We are in session. Welcome, everyone. I'm tempted to make a couple of puns today, but I'm just going to leave it that this committee rocks. So with that.
Sit here in stony silence.
Yikes.
With that.
If this is too much.
Can I get a cardboard cutout of me up here?
Yeah, I would support that.
It would improve you.
That's right. In the aggregate, we're going to. Oh, boy. I am going to open a public hearing on the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 14. Beth, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, SCR 14 would designate Oregonite and Josephinite as the official twin minerals of the state of Oregon.
There you have it. You've heard it first in our committee. I'm going to welcome, please, this morning, Senator Mona Sanderson. Welcome to our committee, Senator.
And my colleague, sir, can he join me?
Please do. Please do. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm State Senator Lori Mona Sanderson. I'm delighted to be here. You know, we really deal with a lot of heavy things. I mean, we have our budgets, and we have education, and we have public safety and health care. But there are some things I think that we need to look at other than that. And what I had some middle-high students visiting me from the Renaissance School of Arts and Sciences, and they said that they are very involved in the Oregon Agate and Mineral Society of Oregon, and which is, I think, the oldest society for agate and minerals in the nation. But they said that we don't have a mineral. And as I was saying, you know, I didn't know the difference between a mineral and a rock and, you know, any of that. And so they really educated me. And I was hoping that they were going to be able to be here. But and I thought they were, but evidently not. But
Representative Gorsuch's going to enlighten us on that point.
Yeah, that's it.
But this what SCR 14 does is names Oregonite and Josephinite Oregon's twin state minerals. They are very rare, except if a meteor hits, and the meteors really have a lot of Oregonite and Josephinite. But evidently, I will let my good representative go into more detail on that. But it is located in Josephine County. And I think it's extremely important for us to have a mineral of a very unique, two unique minerals. And so I will let Senator Gorsuch go into the more details.
Field promotion, too.
Yeah, that's excellent.
They're not very photogenic, but that's all right.
Well, good morning, committee. My name is Chris Gorsuch. I'm the state rep for House District 49. That's Wood Village, Troutdale, Fairview, and the city of Gresham, at least the north part. I'm glad to be here this morning with Senator Mona Sanderson to speak in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 14, which designates Oregonite and Josephinite as our official twin minerals. As the senator said, this got its start from a set of school children, which I think makes it even more interesting. It's always nice to see students get involved in some of the state processes. As was said, Oregonite and Josephinite are very rare. It turns out that Oregonite is actually named for the state, which makes it kind of nice to have it be one of our minerals. And the only place in the United States, apparently, where this is found is along Josephine Creek, which is in Josephine County.
Wow.
Both of these minerals are made, comprised of nickel. Oregonite is not magnetic, but interestingly enough, Josephinite is, and we can find it in a few other places around the world, but apparently this is the only place in the United States. So I am hoping that you will all take a serious look at our rocks and decide to include these as our new state minerals. We would be the 23rd state, by the way, to have an official mineral. We would also be the first state to have twin official minerals. So thank you very much, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
I do want to add one more thing. One of your representatives, who's from Josephine County, and I can't remember who it was, came running in, was so excited about this because he lives in Josephine County and his daughter is named Josephine. And so he was very excited about this. And then I have been getting emails since we passed it in the Senate. It hit the news from Europe, from Canada, and a couple of places in the United States, very excited that we were doing this. So there are evidently a lot of people out there that are interested in minerals, which I didn't know.
So I'm assuming that these are delivered, you said, by Meteor?
No.
No, but it does, some of the information that I have here, it says that it's more, nickel iron is especially rare, and this combination of elements is more typically associated with iron meteorites.
If you want to get sort of, we have, you know, continental plates in the ocean, and they were colliding, and they're volcanic arcs that form, and those and they sort of, these are an ancient oceans, and I'm afraid Representative Whipsett would probably know a whole lot. But these ancient islands, arc islands, drifted along the oceanic plates, and they ultimately crashed into Oregon's southern coastlines hundreds of millions of years ago, and they became a part of Josephine County's earth land mass. And I think the conditions just had to be just right for this formation, and it just happened to crash into what is now southern Josephine County.
Unique opportunity here. Representative Reardon.
Amazingly, I do have a question on this.
All right.
And I recognize why you would choose these, because the Oregonite, Josephinite, kind of sound Oregonish. But I'm concerned that there may be other minerals that may also, would have also been good candidates that haven't had the opportunity to be presented and considered. So, was there kind of a selection process, do you know, that went through, or are these just...
No, the Oregon Agate and Mineral Society, we ran this by our geology department, I forget what it's called, but the Oregon Agate and Mineral Society really support this, and they actually came and testified before the committee and had a whole wealth of information on this, and that this, since it's so unique to Oregon, I will leave it to the experts to choose this one.
Very good. Anyone else? Well, Senator and Representative, thank you very much. Thank you for appearing before our committee, and thank you for bringing us this very unique opportunity to designate our next, or I guess, our state minerals. So thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to testify on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 14? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing on SCR 14 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 287. Beth?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 287 would make a person allowing livestock to run at large subject to reduced maximum penalties. If that person makes all required court appearances, the evidence does not establish the person acted intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly, and the person does not have previous convictions for allowing livestock to run at large. There's no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Senator. We've had Buffalo Bill before our committee earlier. We just did the state rocks and minerals, And we're hoping that you're not going to run roughshod over this committee here this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senator Brian Boquist, District 12. Well, if people didn't have rocks in their heads, we probably wouldn't have this bill. And I would point out, and I think, as you know, Mr. Chair, the Bison bill, which is on our side of the chamber now, they're actually trying to merge language of this bill into the Bison bill to kind of fix it. So I'll just give you a quick background here. I would like to put on the record, since Representative Krieger is here, and he'll remember this, and I know that the Vice Chair and yourself were here. The last Bison bill we had was Representative Butler's. I killed that on the floor, and I almost got crucified on the Revenue Committee because of it, for killing Mr. Butler's Bison bill on the floor. So, having said that, hopefully the Bison bill that's coming over, we're going to merge, which isn't quite like the previous Bison bill that we had before. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is actually a simple bill, and we're trying to find a simple fix in the livestock districts that are on our side. For those of you who are lucky enough to be on the opposite side or outside of the Willamette Valley, you have open range laws. We have a creation called livestock districts. This law was formed probably somewhere originally back in the 1800s. Not much was done for it. It kind of carried itself forward. So this is the situation we face, at least in the formerly the seven counties that I had and the five counties they have right now, is if in a livestock district, which is all of the Willamette Valley for the most part, if your cow or horse accidentally gets out, the district attorney has a range between Class A and Class D violations, which means somewhere between a $2,000 fine and 1 year in jail. And because of inconsistencies and applied across the various districts and counties that we have here in the Willamette Valley, we've had in my Senate district everywhere from a first-time offender getting the basic $250 Class D fine to getting $2,000 and being thrown in jail for up to 30 days. And what we're talking about in this particular bill is the first-time offense, neighbor's dog or a pack of wild dogs runs the cow or the horse out of the fence, and it gets out onto the highway or someplace, and the sheriff's office and people get called, and you go get it, and you put your horse back in. This is the situation we're talking about and we're trying to address here. Because it has happened across county lines in my district, in which we have had first-time offenses where dogs have run animals through the fence, they've gotten out, and they have been fined $2,000, and they couldn't pay it, and so they got put in the pokey. Literally, this has happened. The outrage was so great in one of my counties, which Representative Thompson, and I'm not going to name the county just to say that Representative Thompson is familiar with, that the county commissioners got so much pressure, they've passed an ordinance that overrides the state law and says first-time county ordinance is back to what is a Class D violation, which is $250 fine. I have a second county in the process of doing that right now in the Willamette Valley. Discussions with the Department of Agriculture, you've seen another related bill of this. What we're trying to do is get everybody consistently on the same sheet of music and go back to the state law, which hasn't been tampered with in 100 years, and say first-time unintentional offense. We've got a former game officer here that knows this, and it's an accident, so on and so forth, that you have a reasonable fine that says, hey, got to maintain your fences, got to fix this, versus landing in the pokey for a pack of dogs. Now, I didn't pass out the picture to you because this hopefully will be fixed in the Bison bill, but was just divine providence. When I testified to the Senate side, two things happened. Polk County was having a livestock forum to address this issue, and the second thing unfortunately happened on the Friday night before the Monday. Two dogs at 12:30 at night ran my cows and horses out of my fence, tore up one of the horses, and of course they didn't get to the highway. And so I was able to take pictures of it and provide it to the committee, which exactly happened. Now, out in our county, we are so rich, we only have three patrol deputies for the entire county. So the only thing I could do is send the pictures to the sheriff's office and say, hopefully you'll find the wild dogs when you're running around someplace. And maybe in PERS, we'll fix the three county deputies, we'll have more. But that's the situation, Mr. Chair and members. All we're trying to do with SB 287 is make a consistent first-time offense fine across the Willamette Valley. This really, if you don't know, doesn't impact Eastern Oregon because they have open range laws. Happy to entertain questions. Hopefully the Bison bill, which I will vote for on the other side, unlike the last one, will fix this and you won't have to deal with it.
Thank you very much. I was wondering how the jail got called pokey. And I didn't know if that had anything to do with the county that this infraction occurred in.
It might possibly, Mr. Chair.
It might possibly, Representative Krieger, please.
First time offense, but multiple offenses. For instance, my biggest problem is elk knocking the fence down, and it's down through the canyon, across through the timberland, which I obviously can't go daily and check. Mm-hmm. So it happens one time, a year and a half later it happens again. The same thing, the second biggest problem I got is the 100 plus mile an hour winds we get in Curry County, up to 120, 130, the big storms. No matter what you do, managing your forest, now and then the top's going to come out of a tree, it hits the fence. Here again, you don't know that unless you get up the next morning, take off across the countryside. You know, you don't sometimes know these things until the cow gets out of those multiple violations on things that are not a result of any type of negligence. It's going to start compounding towards a violation.
Mr. Chair, Representative Krieger, the presently, the way the law is written, the livestock at large district, right? And I don't know if you have livestock districts where you're at or whether you have open range, but presently the judge has the jurisdiction already and the latitude to actually do a Class D violation five or six times in a row in that situation. What we have run into the problem is that we've had, for a better word, guest judges, you know, circuit riders of the old days, who have come in and in cases, in first-time offenses, one judge is, like I said, $2,000, they had to go to jail, and in another case they got $250 fine, which I'm not a police officer, but I think is actually written as a violation of $110 to start with, and they just paid it. And so that's the inconsistency. So a judge still has the latitude. We're just trying to unlatitude the judge's first-time offense authority and say, hey, if it's accidental, it meets these things. And the other thing is it was a change of district attorneys. We had one district attorney which was farm supportive, and we had another district attorney who wasn't farm supportive. And so that's how we ended up in the situation we have. I would say in your situation, Mr. Chair, Representative Krieger, they have the latitude right now, and if the judge has been around any time at all and the district attorney has been any time around at all, it's not been what happened in this one particular county, politely speaking.
Anyone else? Representative Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, I only have one question. Why did you not send me a wider relating clause? Come on. You know I need you. I'm counting on you.
Well, in case you missed it, Mr. Chair, Representative Clem, you will remember when we were in the majority and I was on revenue and killed Butler's bison at large bill from Eastern Oregon.
That.
And I got placed on every unknown work committee known to man for the rest of the session.
Overseeing garbage cans in Salem.
Somebody has to.
Anything further? Not seeing anyone. Senator, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Appreciate your appearance. Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to testify on Senate Bill 287 this morning? I'm seeing them jump in the back row here. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 287. And I am going to open a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 14. And recognize, in just a minute, Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, Chair Witt, I move SCR 14 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Esquivel moves Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 14 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there discussion on his motion? Yes, Representative Krieger.
I realize, Mr. Chair, we didn't spend a lot of time on this, but I noticed there were some no votes out of the Senate. And it was simply that, hey, is this the best thing we got to do, and we haven't taken care of a lot of very, very important business. And if you look at the total memorials and all these things, which are, at times I realize they're appropriate, we've all done it. But I think in the 13 years, I've had two. Trying to restrain myself so that we don't have these things that are funny, feel good, recognize a beautiful sunny day, yeah. Just
point well taken, Representative. Is there further discussion? Not seeing any. Maria, would you please call the roll?
Yeah.
Aye.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Reardon.
Aye.
Representative Krieger.
Aye.
Representative Plant.
Aye.
He sounds very strong. He kind of
excused,
didn't he?
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye. I felt the same way.
Aye.
I got up here.
Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes and SCR 14 is sent to the floor. Who would like to...
I will.
You're a co-sponsor.
Thank you.
Yes,
our resident geologist. Thank you very much.
In case we have rock questions, you can
ask. We can ask questions of her about the molecular complexity of the minerals.
Sure.
I'm sure we can.
Yeah. Make this a real sporting contest.
Fight over that.
You can't let your wife set your questions. His wife's a geologist.
I was just given orders that this is a priority bill.
This bill rocks. It does. With that, I'm going to close the work session on SCR 14. And committee members, is there anything for the good of the order? Beth, when are we meeting? What time do we start next?
Tuesday, what's the date? The 14th at 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Sound like a plan.
Be here or be square. Anything else?
You could be glad you didn't get the horse tripping bill.
With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much, committee members. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah.